Welcome to the After Show with Tony and Christy and Nikki from Warm 101.3 in Rochester, New York, in case you're listening outside the area.
It's Rochester.
You know, one of my favorite things, one of my favorite commercials on television is the Lisa's Liquor Barn commercials. Because the person, and I never think of her name, because I don't know. First of all, she says, hi, this is such and such from Lisa's Liquor Barn.
I don't know either.
Right? Why isn't it Lisa?
It should be Lisa.
But she has the perfect Rochester accent. And I'm not making fun of her. I think it's cute.
Right.
But she does have the classic, which you don't hear much anymore, okay? You do not hear the classic.
What? Are we losing it? Are we
I
losing
think
it?
So. I really do. I think because of the internet and because of all the stuff that's going on, all the media, because it used to be Rochester and Plaza, you know. But, it, you know, in things I think, I don't hear it as much, but I hear it on her. And it just sounds so refreshing, and I do.
It makes you feel at home when you hear it.
It does. It really, really does. So
that's funny.
Why can't I think of her name? Hi, this is such and such from Lisa's Liquor Barn. I can never think of her.
I don't know.
Leanne. Maybe
is
it Leanne?
This is Leanne.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, enough for Lisa's Liquor Barn. I'm not paying for this.
All of a sudden, did we get a sponsor? I don't know about. Like,
you know.
What's happening?
I know.
I did let Nate do something over the weekend.
Yeah, what?
So he said to me Saturday night, was it Sunday night? Whatever, it was over the weekend. He goes, I know you're probably going to say no, but all my friends have it. It's one of those things. Can I do Snapchat?
Oh, my goodness.
And so begins. I said, what is it? Because I'm not on Snapchat. Yeah. He's like, oh, there's pictures, you can text your friends. They disappear. Yeah, I said, nothing inappropriate ever. He's like, oh, swear, I would never do that. I'm like, okay. So I said, let me ask your dad, because I can't just
make that call.
Jason's like really against TikTok for some reason. So I thought he's probably against all social media for Nate.
Is that because President Trump wanted to get rid of
Probably. I don't know. So I asked him yesterday morning. I said, Nate wants to get Snapchat. You know, what do you think? He goes, yeah, sure, fine.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Was he distracted when you asked him?
Girl, I did not expect that.
All right, so here's what's going on. He's checked out.
Okay. Or he was distracted and didn't even know what Christy asked.
Really?
He could have been. No, we discussed it. He goes, because Nate all day was like so excited. It's like I've already added like 34 of my friends. I was like, okay. Because all he did was it gets your contacts. I go, no, don't give it your contacts. I'm like, I'm a like paranoid person, you know? And he goes, no, that's how it finds my friends. Yeah. I was like, oh. Because he would go on Snapchat and have no friends.
Right, exactly.
That's what I thought. What happened?
I keep track of my kids. Well, actually, both of them from Insta. Okay, that's how I know.
On Instagram.
That's how I know they're alive. Because they both post every day. And when Adam doesn't post, if he goes a day or two, a day or two without posting, I text him.
Yeah.
Just something that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I may want to ask him a question that I don't really care. I just want a response.
Right.
You know.
And even my niece, she texts Nate later because she thought Uncle Boss is not going to go for this.
Yeah.
You know. And so she's like, "How much convincing did that take?" And he goes, "Not really any." She's like, "What?" She's like, "I think disappointed
that it didn't take
a lot of convincing."
Wait, is she on?
Yeah, that's how she knew he was on.
Oh, boy.
I'm not on, though. Do I need to get on now to monitor
what he's
doing?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Is he going to make you one of his contacts so you can see what's going on?
Oh, he won't have a choice.
Right.
Well,
he'll have to.
Do it. But then the thing is, all his friends will know you're on.
Yeah.
There's Nate's mom again.
Yeah, Nate's mom's monitoring us. She's going to tell our mom. She's going to tell your mom. How come Nate's mom is so uncool?
Right.
I don't want to be uncool.
That's why. So I never do anything to respond to my I might like it, but I don't ever comment on anything my kids post. It, like Adam posted something the other day and I just texted him instead of
the dad
doesn't need the guys don't need to know that the dad's seeing all this, you know. So
good job, son.
he met Eddie Van Halen's son the other day, Wolfgang,
which is super neat.
It's really cool. He was in Vegas. I haven't heard the story. I haven't talked to him. I just, you know, he texted me at 3 a.m. It was midnight his time.
Mm-hmm.
He says, just met Eddie Van Halen's son. I for some reason was awake and I saw the text and I didn't respond because I didn't want to get into a conversation at 3 a.m. my time.
Did you say, you met Wolfgang? See, because that'll give you cool points because you know who his
son
is.
Well, I texted Wolf. I said, Wolfgang with a question mark. He never got back to me.
Yeah.
So.
No, his other son. Yeah, of course it's Wolfgang.
Does he have another son?
No, he doesn't. That's the point.
Okay. I thought he might have had another son.
No, if you would have said that, then you'd have been uncool.
Uncool.
Well, my mom, you say you don't comment on any of your kids' social media posts. My mom will like or heart each single picture or post.
Of course you will.
And comment.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And I had to warn my husband. I was like, honey, when you and my mom are friends on Facebook, get ready for like a barrage of notifications.
Yeah. She just wants you to know that she cares. My mother-in-law was like that too. She'd be the only one that like loved every picture. There'd be like
every
20 pictures
one.
Up. Yep.
Yeah. I know. It's old people on social media. Kind of funny.
Oh, and mom got hacked. Poor mom.
Oh,
you know,
no.
She loves to do all those tests.
Oh, like, you can't do those.
Yeah. What kind of dog would you be?
Yeah, those are just looking for your passwords.
And it's so bad, and mom loves all of them.
I know, they're
fun. And she does them. And then my husband got a new friend request from my mom. And it's like, I think mom's been hacked.
Yeah.
How funny.
Poor
your husband's
mama.
The one that noticed it.
Yeah. Poor Mama Rudd.
Poor That's Mama.
So what are you going to do for your father for Father's Day?
Well, I'm going to get some of that meat.
That we're giving away.
That's such a great idea to like get Dad some really nice steaks or something.
Exactly.
That
some
is
steaks,
a great idea.
New grill,
actually.
Whole nine yards. Yeah. I know. It's good stuff. I know. It's a great gift. I'm glad we're doing it here at Warm at a 1.3.
Would you want meat for your Father's Day present?
I would like a. I would love a. Believe me, if someone
Jason
said here's,
would,
if someone said here's a new grill and here's some great meat to go along with it, I'd say just as long as Zweigels are included, that's all I care.
Oh, I had Zweigels yesterday.
Yeah, I had that.
Hey, are you guys red hot or white hot? People?
I like red better, but I do the whites too. People, that's funny. Now, do you notice the difference in taste a lot between the red and the white hot?
I do.
See, I don't
notice.
Yeah,
I notice it too.
I like the red taste better. The white's a little peppery, I guess.
That's
right?
What I like.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like life a little spicy.
I like a little spicy, a little spicy Nikki.
I brought the white hots to the Memorial Day get together at the property or pond or whatever you want to call it. And my husband wasn't a fan. And I wondered if maybe I was in the minority with white hots.
Well, they're not the best. The red hots are the big selling thing.
Does he normally eat the red hots, or do they have other hot dogs in Nun Day?
He eats deer and elk hots. Oh. Okay.
Fancy.
Sorry. Sorry.
Fancy.
Oh, my goodness.
There's not one of my favorite things about living in Rochester is all the different hamburger joints that we've had. You know, Vic and Irv's, Don and Bob's, Don's Original.
Oh yes.
The Charlie O'Reilly, Riddell, what is it called? Riddell's, Bill Gray's, Tom Wolf. I don't know another city that has all that. I mean, we are really known for that. Nick Tahoe's, of course, we're known for those, you know, hamburger hot dog joints. And I grew up on that stuff, and it was just great. It was just great. Not good for you, but who cares?
Right.
You know, I don't care.
Back home, I've been raving about this ever since I met Shane's boys about this place called Bebop's in Iowa. It's like our Bill Gray's or something. You know, it is so good. No burger can compare. And it's like fast food, basically, but so delicious.
Yeah. See,
it's funny how certain things you grew up on are like, to you, the best.
The best.
Right? Yeah. No, I get it.
No, it is. All right. We've touched on to food. Anything else we got to hit on?
Shoot, now I'm hungry.
Food? Yeah.
I'm always hungry. Can't have enough food.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I do like the chicken French that is in New
York.
That's
a Rochester thing, too.
Yeah, because I go to Pennsylvania, and I'll look at the menu and be like, no chicken French? Because, like, when I go out to eat, I like the chicken French. They're like, huh?
They don't know what I mean.
Right.
It was invented here, and it's served in Boston. My brother gets it in Boston.
Wow.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Boston in a few weeks, so I'll
I don't
have
know if it's all
some.
Over, but he gets it some places. But, yeah, there's another
Certain
one of those
Certain ones
things.
Are better than others.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I love artichokes. That's what makes that dish.
Too.
That's what makes that dish. All right, gang. I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat. We'll see you
Me
tomorrow.
Me too.
All right.
Here's
bye-bye.
Your podcast. Bye.
Sleep.